Blog Talk Radio.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are King of Kings, and I love you more than any other, so much more than any. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Hey, you alone are my strength. You're my strength, Jesus. Hey, you're the KMA. You're my strength, Jesus. See, I know the in a weakness, you're my strength. In a storm, you're my strength. In trials, you're my strength. In problems and pain, in tears and shame, you're my strength, Jesus. Oh, you alone, you are my strength, my shield. Thank you, God. You're my strength, God. To you. from my heart. Desire and I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. I long to dwell in your house, seek your face, behold your beauty, inquire in your temple. I want to worship, I want to worship, I want to worship, I want to worship you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we give God the glory. We give him the honor. We just thank him for today. We thank you for coming on. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to come and listen in tonight. We always say, this is God, G-O-D. Radio station. We thank you for coming on. I'm your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Welcome, welcome. Tonight we're going to give God the glory. We're going to worship him. I pray that you can hear me very clear. I know we've been having a lot of storms in the south, and we are praying for those families that lost their home or business during the storm. We are praying for peace, and we're praying for strength. We just praying for the whole nation. You know, the word in Matthew 11:28-30, the word tell us, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy lender, and I will give you rest. It also, it continue on, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I just speak that over you, whoever it is upon tonight that's dealing with anything, that's dealing with any heavy burden. God want to make that light for you. God, his word, he want us to stand on his word. He want, basically, before I came on, I tried to spend time in the word of God. And before I do anything, I try my best. Before I do anything, if I'm teaching a class or when I get up, when led, next on Saturday morning to pray on the conference call, I always ask God, what word do you have for your people? What word do you want me to speak? I want his glory to be around me. I want his glory to be in my ministry. I want the glory of God to the point where I want to see him face to face. I want the glory. When I'm praying for people that's on PGN, which we are sisters and brothers in Christ, when I'm praying for family members, when I'm praying for even people that he dropped names that I don't even know, it probably be for someone in Africa, someone in India, someone in North Carolina, California, someone in Canada. When he began to drop names in my spirit, I want to see the glory of God to where I am seeing him face to face. I am standing on his word to where I am believing in miracles. We should not want God people to check out here early. We don't want God people. We don't want our sons and daughters to die premature death. We don't want the adversary, Satan, to keep beating God people down. I don't know about you, but I don't. So before I come on PGN, before I even go on to the conference call, I try my best to spend time with the Holy Spirit. And as I was spending time with the Holy Spirit, tears were coming down my eyes. And I was just loving on him, thanking him, praising him, just want his glory. Because I believe in my heart that the people, we are the body. We are to edify the church. Not tear down, not to put fear in no one, but to build them up. If you go after that one soul, not the 99 that's righteous, but if you go after that one that strayed away and he come back, my God, oh, you go after that one. I'm trying to go after that one soul that never heard of Jesus. That I can speak Jesus. And when I speak the word Jesus, it does something to them on the inside. That's how much I am crying now for the glory of God to go after that one soul that left his household, that one soul that she left her family, that one soul that's after a prostitute, that one soul that's after that's shooting up drugs. I want to go after that one soul and let them know that Jesus is real, that Jesus loves them, the plan that that Jesus has for their life. The plan that God created. I ain't talking about these other God. I ain't talking about these false God. But I'm talking about the God. The one that sit on the throne. The one that's not, he's not going to come off his throne. I want to go after that soul to let them know that God cared for him. That God cared for her. That the plan for their life is good. And it's not an evil. Oh. I want the glory of God to hit PGN like never before. I want the glory of God to hit my own household. I want the glory of God to hit me, hit my heart. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? Who is this word for tonight? Like I said last week, some of y'all was new. And some of y'all probably were trying to figure out what radio station am I calling. You calling G-O-D, God radio station. Because when we let God build it, when we let God take control, when we let God have his way, it's everything belongs to him. And that's where you're going to see the glory of God. That's where you're going to see his hand move. That's where you're going to see the miracles. So as I begin to spend time with him, asking, what word do you want me to speak You take over my mouth. Just like you did for Jeremiah. You told Jeremiah you're going to put the words in his mouth. I want your word to be in my mouth. I want your word to be in me. I want to bind in you and your word in me, that when I open my mouth, it's coming out like rivers of living water. When I open my mouth, they will know that God is real. When I open my mouth, every adversary, every disease have to leave your body. Who am I talking to tonight? For those who have an ear, let them hear. As I begin to worship him, just saying, God, that's all I want. You know, do what you need to do. Take me where you want to take me. Oh, because I put you first. See, a lot of us don't want to put God first. I'm going to see if you want your healing, if you want your breakthrough, you got to sit there and I'm going to knock. If I got to knock on this floor until I see or hear heaven open up, I'm going to sit in this place. I'm going to be in a secret place until I see something happen. Oh. And I begin to hear, come. Oh, come. When we make God the head of our household, when Jesus knock on the door, and I promise you, sometimes you might hear the knock on the door. I ain't talking about the knock on your physical door. I'm talking about the knock on your temple. He's knocking on the door of your temple. He's knocking on the door of your body. He's knocking on the door of your heart. Your heart is inside the temple. Your heart is inside your body. Oh, he wants the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. So when he begins to knock, some of us just can't resist that knock. Let me tell you something, those who got children, they can run all they want to, but when God, when Jesus show up and he begins to knock, there's a knock that they cannot even run from no more. They have no choice but to run right into Jesus, because that knock, oh my God, that knock will knock them down. Did he not fall down off his high horse? When Jesus began to show up in our life, we cannot run from it. You can run all you want to, but when he show up, you have to surrender. And when he began to knock on the door and say, let me in. I want to come in and sit with you. I want to sit at the table. When we begin to allow Yahshua, when we begin to allow Jesus into our home and allow him to be the head of the table, let him be the head of the household, let him be the head of your life. When he's the head of the table, he's going to prepare. Oh, he's going to prepare that buffet table in the press of, in the midst of your enemy. When he's the head of the table, you're going to eat good bread, because he's saying, I am the bread of life. When he's the head of your table, you gonna eat good at that table. My God. When he knocking, let him in. When he come in and begin to be the head of the dinner table. I don't care. They can have a pink peeping tongue. Now some people know over here I can joke around, but I'm serious. It can be a peeping tongue, peeping boo, whatever spirit it can be outside your door, outside your window. But when Jesus begin to show up, when Jesus sit at your table, when Jesus up in your heart, oh, they can peep all they want to, but they cannot touch you. Somebody better catch you. He say, come. Come. Why are you caring what you caring when I have what you need? He did not put us on this earth to carry the things that we are carrying. He want to make it easy. Even Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's saying, come. I have what you need. And that's the word I will hear. Come. Even you will hear in the spirit, come up here. Oh, that's what he told John. Come up here. Oh, some of you might hear him say, come up here. That means you need to come a little higher. You need to get yourself, dust yourself off that ground, the dirty ground. You cannot beat the enemy on the ground. You cannot whoop him fighting with him. So you're going to have to come up, because it let us know we sit. If we are seated in heaven places far above the principality and power, that means you're too low, that you got to come up. Your faith got to come up. Your belief got to come up. Come up here. He's saying, come. If he say, I'm going to give you strength, that you're going to mount up with wings like eagle. You can't stay low. That's how the eagle could see so far on the ground. They have super eyesight to see even something small as a nickel or a dime on the ground. Everything can be going on, but they can fly over the storm. They can soar over the storm. So you're saying, come up here, come. So you can be over the storm. The storm might be raging in your life, but oh, I'm going to give you the strength that you're going to rise up. You're going to rise above the storm. You're going to rise up over the principality and the power, because we are joint heir. We are with Christ. We are seated. We sit in heaven place with Christ. And when we are sitting in heaven places with Christ, that means you far above your problems. You far above any infirmity. You far above of any depression and oppression. Depression and oppression is not going to keep you down on the ground. Depression and oppression is not going to keep his foot on your neck, because you are with Christ in heaven. You are with Christ. When Christ begins to sit at your table, when you begin to eat the bread of life, can't nothing hold a child of God down. Oh, I don't think some of y'all believe it. If he say all power and authority has been given unto you, you got to take your life back. You got to take your household back. You got to take your marriage back. You got to take it. He's taking it. He ain't playing. But Satan ain't playing. The enemy ain't playing. The adversary, whatever you want to call him, he ain't playing. So don't play with him. When you suit up and put on that whole armor of God, it means you are connected with heaven. You better understand, when you put on that whole armor of God, what is the whole armor of God? What is every piece for? You better know that if you walk in, because he said, come, come. Who all hungry? Who all thirsty? If any man thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. Because if you drink of this living water, if you drink of me, you ain't going to thirst no more. I'm going to suit you up. I'm going to prepare you. I'm going to get you ready for the battlefield. You're going to be the general in this season. So if you thirsty, what are you thirsting for? If you thirsting for righteousness, you shall walk upright. Right gonna be in your heart. Right gonna be in your eyesight. When Jesus cried out in John 7:37, it was the last day. In the last day, the great day of the feast, they was partying, they was eating, they was drinking. He stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. He said, also, he was letting us know in John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. So he's saying, come and drink what I have. Come and sit at the table. Come and let me be the head of the table. Come, let me be the head of your family. Because when I'm the head of your family, when your household is in order, when it's the order of Christ, if it's the order that God intends on families to walk in, the order where God is first, Christ, the husband, the wife, the children, order back in the household. He's saying, come. If you don't know who I am, come so I can show you. Come if you seeking healing and deliverance, come. I've been sitting up, I've been knocking at the door. Boy, you gonna open the door and let me come in, let me sit with you, let me eat with you, let me prepare the buffet table for you. Let me be the head of the table so I can prepare the bread of life. When you eat up the bread of life, you were never hungry a day of your life. When you drink of what I have in my hand, the cup that I have in my hand, you would never thirst again. I got something that you need, that I got the life, and I got the life abundantly. Come. Let me teach you. Let me heal you. Let me deliver you. Because I didn't already did what I had to do over 200,000 years ago. Are you going to let me in to your heart? You might be thinking about the physical heart. But God want to do something. He want to circumcise your heart. That means what's on the inside. What do you have on the inside? My God, I feel it. Because if I'm on the inside of you, you will have an encounter with me like never before. If my word is on the inside of you, that's where I'm trying to dwell. I'm trying to dwell on the inside of you. So I might need to get some things on the inside that is corrupted. I might need to get something on the inside that is rusty. I might need to get something on the inside that's keeping you from walking in my will, from keeping you from walking in my obedience. I've got to get it on the inside. That means I got to prune you. I got to squeeze you. I got to break you because I got to get in on the inside. Because I can't be on the inside if you got a dirty temple. My God. So I want to come in and be at the table, be the head of the table so I can break bread with you. Oh, so we can drink together. So you can eat of my body and so you can drink from the cup that I have for you. You can't drink from nobody else's cup. So don't try to drink from nobody else's cup. Drink from the cup that I prepare for you. Drink from this cup that I got in my hand. Well, what cup do he have for me? Won't you let him in? Won't you let him into your place, into your temple? Won't you let him in when you get in that secret place? And he will begin to reveal what cup that he have for you. Because it has your name on it. He will begin to let you drink from that cup. And when you drink from that cup, you ain't gonna thirst for nothing else. You ain't gonna be of the world. Because it tells us greater is he that's in you than he that's in the word. The word. Not the word world. When you begin to drink from the cup that he had prepared for you, you're going to know how to suit up. You're going to know about the whole arm of God. When you begin to drink from the cup that's in his hand, the cup, sometimes what's in the cup might not taste good. Oh, I'm finna help somebody out and I'm finna break it down. The cup that Jesus held in his hand, It might not taste good. It might not look good. Oh, it might not taste good. Because the reason why it might not taste good, because there are some things he needs to squeeze out of you. There are some bitterness. There are some unforgiveness. Oh, there's some hatred. Oh, there's some selfishness. There are some pride. Oh, sometimes when you drink from that cup, it might not taste good. But I promise you, if you finish the drink, your eyes gonna come open. Your ears gonna come open. Your heart gonna change because you're gonna begin to have Christ inside of you. Your mind gonna change because you're gonna have a mind like Christ. You're gonna have a heart like Christ. You're gonna have a walk like Christ. Oh, when you begin to drink up from the cup, in the beginning it might not taste good. It might go damn bitter, but it might hit your belly sweet. Oh, I hope somebody catch that. It might taste bitter, but when it hits your belly, it's going to be sweet. When it hits your belly, it's going to flow out like rivers of living water. So when you first take up the drink of the cup, it might not taste good. And you might say, what is this? And he's going to reveal it to you. Sometimes the taste, it leaves a bad taste in our father's mouth of what we be doing. He got to clean us on the inside. He got to wash us from the inside. He got to get everything that he need to get out of us on the inside. Oh, I thank you, Father. So when you begin to drink from the cup in Jesus' hand, he letting us know, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's heavy right now, but come unto me. You come unto me. Come up here. Come sit with me. Come have dinner with me. Come drink from this cup. Is anyone thirsty? Is anyone thirsty? Are you thirsty? Do you want to drink from the cup that I have? Because I promise this cup that I have and what I have in this cup is going to heal you. It's going to deliver you. It's going to set you free. All depression going to come out. All everything that's trying to oppress you is going to break up off of you. Oh, no heart disease ain't going to take you down. No high blood pressure ain't going to take you down. Because I have medicine that you need. It's in the cup. I have what you need. When you make me the head of the household, the head of your table, I'm going to prepare that buffet. I'm going to prepare some good bread because I am the bread of life. I'm going to prepare good meat because I am the meat. Eat up my body and drink up my blood. And I promise you, your eyes going to come open. Your ears going to come open. And I'm going to begin to dwell on the inside, and everything that's ugly cannot on the inside, because I'm living on the inside. I am inside your home. I am inside your temple. And when I show up in your temple, when I show up in your home, oh, it can't stay there. The enemy is defeated. He's a defeated foe. I'm going to give you everything you need. I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm not going to leave you lonely. Ain't that what he said? I might have to go, but I'm going to send something back. We talked about this last week, that he sent the comfort, which is your help. Where your help come from? Your help come from the Lord. I'm going to send you a helper. Don't you stay yourself on that ground. Pick yourself up. Pick yourself up out that dirt. Pick your head up when you get bad news of being laid out. Pick yourself up when you get that bad report. You better speak the word, because I didn't give you what you need. I'm letting you drink up the cup of the living life. I'm letting you to drink up the cup from the living well. I'm allowing you to drink from this cup that you should have life and life abundantly. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, Holy Spirit, move up on her. When you allow me to be not LaShawn, the Holy Spirit speaking through LaShawn, when you allow Christ into your life, when you allow your father, Abba, your daddy, to be first in your life. And when you surrender to him and give it everything to him, when you cry, you better cry the tears of joy. These tears is going to hit the feet of Jesus. I'm going to wash his feet with my tears. My God, who am I talking to tonight? Oh, Jesus. The Holy Spirit's in his place. Whatever's going on with somebody's body, you are being healed right now because the fire of God is up on me. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. He's right above your head. God is not too far. He sits right above your head. You just got to reach up there and grab it. Reach up there and grab it down. Grab your deliverance down. Grab your breakthrough down. Grab your healing down. You just got to reach up there, reach your hands up and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive my deliverance. I receive my healing. Oh, I will be healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. LaShawn ain't making noise just for nothing. Y'all better believe it. Y'all better believe and have faith and receive it. I heard the word come. And I'm here to tell you, when he say come, he's stretching out his hand, say come. Come unto me, all you that's labeled. Come unto me, the ones that's carrying things that you shouldn't be carrying. Come unto me. Sit down with me. Stop moving around. Stop picking up things that I did not intend for you to carry. Just sit down with me. Just sit down into my presence. Just sit into my glory. Let my glory come into your home. Let my glory come into your heart. Just sit down. Just come. Come up here. Get yourself up and come up here. All of you come up here. All you on the seat. That nothing is not going to pull you down. It can't pull you down. It shall not pull you down. Come up here. Come. He got his hand out saying, come, my daughter. Come, my son. Come. Come and see what I have for you in this season. Come and see what I have for your family, what I have for your marriage. Come and see. Well, how am I going to get up there? You got to sit down sometime and cut off that TV, cut off that phone, and say, Lord, here I am. Have your way. I want to face you face to face. I promise somebody going to have a testimony. I want your presence to be in this place. I'm in the secret place with you. So I want to see your glory. Let your glory shine. Let your glory arise in me. Oh, Father God, let heaven open up over my home and let your glory pour in this place. Oh, I want to see your glory. You said, how can I get up there with him? Oh, he want to come and sit with you. And when he begins to sit with you, I promise he's going to speak to you about some things. He's going to speak to you. He's going to speak to you about wisdom. He's going to speak to you about knowledge. Oh, when they talk about prosperity, I ain't talking about prosperity, about money. He's going to speak to you about the good things about prosperity, the good things, wisdom. How do you need, what you need to do to start eating healthy? What do you need to do to help that business and that land? What you need to do to go out there and get the lost soul? What you need to do when you start hearing the children cry, what must I do to be saved? Oh, you're going to hear the cries of the children. You're going to hear the cries of the abuse. You're going to begin to hear the cries, and he's going to begin to teach you. He's going to begin to mold you. He said, come up here. When he said, come up here, he needs you to come up a little higher and connect with Christ. Connect with him. Connect with the Holy Spirit. It's something about his presence. When you're in the presence, of your Father, the Holy Spirit. You don't want to leave it. You just want to later. You just thought tears, joy, your joy, whatever's going on, he's taking it away. Your mind is not on the world. Your mind is not on the bills. Your mind is not, how can I get this person back that came against me on my job? Oh, no. You ain't going to be able to come into his presence with that type of mindset. You're going to have peace because he's going to be on the inside. When he begins to be on the inside, there's something that you can't even explain. When the glory of God begins to reign on your place, it's something that you can't even explain. When we read by John, when he had a visitation of heaven, when he seen the things in heaven, he tried to explain it the best way he knew how. Ezekiel, the things that God showed Ezekiel in the vision, he tried to write it down, explain it to us the best way he knew how, that we can, you know, just to understand it, you know, the best way they can describe the encounter they had with God. Moses, the trying to describe the best encounter, the best way to describe the encounter they had with God. You know, sometimes we just can't describe it. We try to describe it the best way we know how. And a lot of people ain't going to understand it. A lot of people ain't going to understand you. A lot of people ain't going to understand your teaching. Because God made you who he had made you. You are made in the image of God. God is not a stiff-necked God, lukewarm God. He is not no everyday three-piece suit God. My God. He's the guy for that woman that's in the crack house. He will show up to that woman, that man that's in the crack house. He's the guy that go out there and he will show up to that prostitute. Because how I know, when before the time had came for Jesus to go through what he went through, who came and washed his feet? It was a prostitute. My God, I'm going to help somebody out tonight. I'm going to help somebody out tonight. He's a guy that will go stand on the corner and speak to that prostitute. One word can change her life. He's the same guy that will show up in the prison. He the same God that will send food to the less fortunate, the homeless. He was the same God that will open heaven up over them and keep them warm. He's that type of God. Oh, he's the same God that don't mind getting dirty. Because whatever it takes to set his people free, whatever it takes to pull them out the hole, whatever it takes, he's going after that one that lost his way. Don't know who this for, but I thank you, Holy Spirit, but he's saying, come. And he have his hand stretched out and saying, come. Come and sit right here by me. Come and worship me. Come and praise me. Come and give me just thanksgiving, just love on me. Come and surrender. Just lay down and rest. I got what you need. It's in the cup. Do you want to drink from the cup? Do you want the peace that I have in the cup? Do you want your healing and deliverance that I have in the cup? Do you want the living word that I have in the cup? Do you want your eyes to be enlightened? Do you want me to open thy eyes to thy heart? Do you want me to open your ears? It's in the cup. I have what you need in the cup. Drink. And you ain't going to thirst for what you used to thirst for anymore. The weapons may form, but it's not going to prosper. I mean, it's not going to take you out. What I have in the cup, what Jesus has in the cup, is the life that he promised. Because who he is and what he did, he defeated death in the grave. So he was risen and he sits right on the right hand of our Heavenly Father. And guess what? He's right above you. He ain't too far. When you begin to open your mouth, you open your mouth, your prayers is the bread of life. When you pray, you're praying the bread of life. He's right above us. He's not too far. I don't care what signs saying. Oh, the moon and the storm billions of years away. You better read the Bible. He say the earth is his footstool. The earth is his footstool. And me, I'm right above you. Your prayers is going to reach me. If you have faith and believe, I'm right above you. I see you when you go to sleep. I see everything. I see when you cry. I see when you hurt. I see when you feel like you just want to give up. I see everything because I sit above you. Oh. And the only thing you got to do is ask me and you shall receive it. I want my cup to be released. I want to drink from the cup. I want my deliverance. I want my healing. I want to be set free. He's already done it. Everything you need is already done. It's already done. He's just saying you got the power and authority. You got to believe in it and have faith. So, Father God, we just thank you for this word, your living word. Oh, Father God, I want to drink of the cup. I want to drink of the cup, Father God. Whatever you have for me, I want to pull it down in this season. So, Father God, I just pray over your people tonight, Father God. I always say, Father God, come in and have your way. We thank you for PGN. We thank you for Randy. But, Father God, we just say you come in. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, you take over. Holy Spirit, you know what the people need. Oh, I decrease so you can increase. Oh, Father God, I am believing on your word and I'm going to stand on your word. I know you are the truth. I know you are the way and you are the light. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing today. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the life of your people. Oh, Father God, I thank you for breathing on us. Breathe the revival. Breathe your breath upon this nation. Breathe upon the White House. Breathe, Father God, in China. Breathe in North Korea. Breathe in Africa. Oh, Father God, breathe your breath here in the United States. Oh, Father God, breathe your breath in Canada. Breathe your breath on this young generation. Raise them up, Father God, to be your mighty warrior. Oh, raise them up to be your end-time warrior. Raise them up to be your remnant. Oh, Father God, pour out your spirit upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your living word because your word is not going to come back to you void. It's not coming back. It cannot be undone. I don't care what they're doing. They can't undo it because it is written and forever is written. That means you're not going to change it. It's not going to come back to you void because you're not a man that lies. Oh, if you say something, you best believe it's going to manifest. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for loving on us. I thank you for loving on our family, loving on our spouse. Oh, Father God, I thank you for kingdom-minded men, kingdom-minded young men and young women. Oh, Father God, kingdom marriage. I thank you, Father God, for kingdom marriage. I pray over the marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for marriage, kingdom marriage that you're raising up right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for peace. Peace in our home, peace in our body. I thank you for the peace up under this young generation, peace in the school. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the protection. Oh, Father God, I thank you for prosper. Oh, our soul will prosper. Our health will prosper. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your word. If you say no evil shall befall us, no evil shall come near our dwelling place, that is your word. Even though David wrote the word, John wrote the word, Ezekiel wrote the word, apostle wrote the word, but Father God, you gave it to them. And Father God, we're going to believe in the word, and we're going to stand on your word. We're going to stand on your word. We're going to sleep your word. We're going to eat your word. We're going to bathe in your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the living word. I thank you for being with us here on PGN. I thank you for the miracles. I thank you for the shaking. There's a great shaking going on. Oh, Father God, thank you for revelation. Thank you for taking us to deep unto deep. Thank you for healing. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and take callers. Excuse me for a second. I'm just trying to hear something. Well, thank you, Father. We just thank you. We just thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pick up callers. Man, we know if God got a word, he will speak. We will always pray for you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. 205-531. This is Sister LaShawn Mess who's calling. Where are you calling from? I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Julie May from Alabama.
Oh, Julie May. Hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
Okay. Who is that? Prayer requests or any testimony or something you wanted to share today?
Just someone said Joan's doing fine, and the nurse came off that she's doing good in speech and physical service. And, you know, they're going to do some more walking with her, but she had that third attack pneumonia, so God is good. Just tell people that, like you said, keep your eyes focused on God and you take care of you.
Amen. I don't know. I'm having a barely, you know, I can barely hear you, but you said the you say something about pneumonia?
Huh?
Did you say something about pneumonia?
Yeah, she had, you know, she just got to last week, and that was the third time she didn't have pneumonia since August.
Okay.
Yeah, in August,
okay.
October, she just had it. Uh-huh.
So how's she doing now?
She's doing fine. She's doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you for Julie May. Father God, we just thank you for performing the miracles. We thank you for the miracles. Father God, we thank you. You know. Oh, Lord. You know, sometimes, oh, my God, y'all, I'm laughing because if you know God laughs, he laughs at the enemy. You know, when the enemy keep trying and trying and trying, you know, and it just a laugh came up on me. You know, this is the, your story is not going to be a tearful story. It's a joyful story. That's what it is. Your joy, he's giving your joy back. And I just a laugh came up on me. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, because the victory has already been won. Victory belongs to God, and it have already been won, and it have already been settled. So, Father God, we thank you. I'm keep smiling because there's something like a big laughter is about to be released upon you. Even don't be surprised if your daughter start laughing. You start seeing her laugh. So it's just like a big laughter, it's a celebration. It's a big laughter, you know, just start laughing, start having fun, relax, go on a vacation. It's already settled. It's settled. It's settled.
Thanks.
It's settled. And so, Father God, I thank you for settling. Once things are settled in heaven, it's a done deal. Ooh. And so it's a big celebration. It's a big laughter because it's already done. And so don't worry about the finance. Tell him what do Judy May want. What do you want him to do for you in this season?
I'm just going to be close and do his will. That's all. Close and walk with him and do his will.
You know, even that, but what do you want him to do? And that's one. What do you want him to do for you? If there's something, and then when you spend time with him, even if you don't say it on here, write it down. But tell God, what do you want him to do for you, even your daughter in this season? As for the unexpected, something that you don't even expect, ask him. He say, test me. Ask him. So what do Judy May want? What do you want your father to do for you and your daughter? He not really performed, but miracles and stuff. It's time, like I said, I see laughter. It's settled. So what do you want? What do you want him to do for you? You want a vacation? What do you want? Don't never be afraid to ask him.
Okay.
He said, you have not because you ask not. Ask, and it should be given.
Mm-hmm.
So what do Judy May? Our life is not here. That, you know, there's other things support a life.
Okay.
It's just not us being sick and taking care of sick. No, it's other things. He wants us to enjoy it, too. So this is your season of the tears of joy. For example, if I never been the one that never took a vacation, well, Lord, I sure want to go on the beach. Can I just want to go on the beach? Can I just go on the beach and put my feet on the sand of the beach? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never took a train trip. I would like to take a train trip, Father. These are things asking for. I'd like to take a train trip through the mountains. Ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it. I don't care what they say going on. When God put approval on it, a stamp on it, it's done. It's a done deal.
Oh, yeah.
So, Father God, we just thank you for the favor from heaven. We thank you the unusual favor, the unshakable favor. Father God, we thank you for the favor that your daughter ain't heard of, something that she ain't never did. Father, let it be released in her life right now. Release it right now. Let it be released. Let it come from heaven. Let the money come in the name of Jesus. Let the finance come. Oh, Father God, let her know that you are who you say you are, Father God, to ask him for what you want, and it shall be given unto you. It shall be given unto you.
Thank
good
you.
Measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. However that Bible verse go. Let me pull it up now. It shall be given unto you. I'm like to ask him for the unusual thing, because he say ask. Something that you never did. So, Father God, we thank you. Yeah, that's what it say. I had to pull that Bible verse up because I hear people quoting it all the time. So we're going to quote it tonight. Given and shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Mm-hmm.
So with the same measure that ye meant, well, it shall be measured to you again. So ask him. God know we want to seek him. God know we want more of him. God know this. Yeah, he know that. But ask him for things. There are some things that you really want to do. Ask him to provide it for you. And it shall be done in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Is there anything else?
No, just continue to pray for our nation. So much going
Amen.
On.
Amen. Mm. Amen. That's another thing. We need to stay on the wall. We need to start. God for to really start showing some things. He has already been speaking. He is really speaking about what's coming up on this nation, what's going on. We got to keep our eyes up on God so we won't be caught off guard. Because there are some things that's about to go down. And so we want to make sure. And I was saying, Lord, I don't want to get myself in trouble by walking in disobedience. Or you said, you told me to say something and I didn't say it. Or you told me to warn and I didn't do it. Or something you told me to do and I did not do it. Oh, no. This is not the time to not to play around. This is not the time. I'm telling those who have an ear, this is not the time to walk in disobedience. It's not the time because you know why judgment have been released upon this earth. Judgment is here. And this is not the time to play around and walk in disobedience. So I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be leaving out of here and waiting. It's my time to come up there. And you say I didn't make it in because I'm being disobedient or I caused someone by speaking error or doing something that's not of you. This is, I'm telling people on PGN, this is not the time to do it. It is not the time. If you know what is going over your head, there had been a war. It's going over. When I say a war, it's a war in the heaven realm. Not only a war in the heaven realm, there's a war going on the earth. And I'm telling you, what is being released, there's something that's coming up in the next couple months. But, you know, he's been speaking to me about this blood moon. But we don't have to really, really get down on our face and really, really cry out for the nation. Pay attention. Pay close attention. Even with the schools, everything, pay a close attention. Because judgment, the windows, everybody talk about the windows of heaven open up to bring down blessing and glory. But also the windows of heaven, somebody better catch it. Also, the windows of heaven is open to bring judgment. Well, you think I'm just talking? You open the book. Open the book. What book are you talking about, Sister LaShawn? The Bible. What did he do the day of Noah? Did he not open the windows of heaven? That was judgment. He flooded the earth. And you best to understand that when they say when the Son of Man come back, it's going to be like the days of Noah and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Wake up, my people. You wake up now. Wake up. Everybody chasing after the prophets and want a prophet. You need to know God's word and how he's speaking in this season. You have to understand that we not on man time. We are on God timing. And there's a ship going on. God is shipping those. It's a ship. And I'm telling you, I'm just saying, pay attention. back then, they knew things that were going to happen by looking at things, by the first moon and all this. They knew back then they didn't have all what we got now, man, Canada, and all this stuff. These months have been added on. They looked up to heaven. They looked up and talked to God. They looked up at the stars. I ain't talking about what they doing, worshiping all now. I ain't talking about this godly stuff. I'm talking about you got to be on God timing. God timing. God gonna speak, and he give us signs. He give us the signs. He's speaking. Some of y'all don't even like to look up in the sky. I'm telling you, some of y'all just gone on about y'all business and don't even pay attention. Ain't even looking up to say, well, something ain't right. Looking up and seeing what's going on. And a lot of people gonna miss it. I ain't saying look up and you're going to tell the world going to end, but God gives signs. He speaks. We going on about our business days shopping, going on about our business days. You know, don't let them give us money. Oh, we going on doing what we can with the money. Come on, y'all going to have, we going to have to get in the word of God.
Oh, yeah.
And when he say this is about to happen, when he starts speaking to you, when you hear the blood moon and you like the blood moon, what I mean, then he's speaking to you. There's something about to hit. Hey, I heard just plain and clear this week, blood moon. I say blood moon. I heard it again, blood moon. So I say, let me go look up something. Well, there's a blood moon coming. It's coming. And I say, well, Lord, what do you want me to know about this blood moon? What are you saying? Y'all, we got to know the voice of God when he speaks. The heaven is open up to where judgment is here. You don't want to walk in disobedience. You don't want to be doing things that's not of God in this season. You don't want to be in error. You don't want to be calling down strange fire. And those that sitting up there prophesying for money, being in church, and he fit to get ready to flip the table. You better hear. You better hear what the Spirit of Living God is saying. He fit to flip that table. Oh, you don't understand. There's a cry that's hitting the ear of God. That's a cry, and he's answering to those cries. God is not going to be marked, and the people that they manipulate and deceiving in this deception, repent, repent, repent. I'm just saying, a lot of people that's really got clean hands and pure heart. No, because he's speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking. So, yes, we praying for the nation. We praying for the nation.
Mm.
Yes. God is about to open the book of Revelations already open, but he's about to download some revelation to some people. He's already speaking to young people about the end time. I done heard so many young people, friend kids, talking about end time. He giving it to them in the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I'm telling you, God is speaking. He's speaking. He's warning. He's warning. And the question is, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? I say, Lord, my big mouth, you put it up in my mouth. You gave it to me. I'm going to sound the alarm. I'm going to sound the trumpet. Whoever don't like it, they just don't like it. I know one thing. When I get up there to heaven, you're going to be like, well done, faithful servant. You did. I don't want to walk in no disobedience. People might not like what I'm saying. Well, take it up with God. You got a problem with it? Take it up with God. Take it up with him. Now, PGN, y'all ain't seen nothing yet, but those who be on that, on the prayer call, oh, it's no sugar call. It's just straight out. I'm going to say what I see. If he say release it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. If he say sound the alarm, I'm going to sound it. There you go.
Amen.
Amen. So stay on the wall. Keep pressing. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep your eyes open. God is about to really show some revelation. He's really fit to give it to show some things and speak to people when they read the word, even give them dream about what's about to come up on this nation. Well, we thank you, Julie Mae. I don't want to get too far. You know how I get started. So, well, thank you. Well, don't forget to ask God. Ask him.
Okay.
What do you
okay.
mean, man? Don't forget. And I can't wait to hear the testimony. Amen.
Okay, amen. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 111111. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Caroline calling from Jamaica.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. That's good. Well, how's the weather over there in Jamaica?
It's beautiful.
I bet.
Nice and sunny.
Ooh, I bet. I bet it's beautiful. Well, do you have a special prayer request or a testimony?
My request has been that the Lord will just open my spiritual eyes more. I'll be cognizant of the times and what's happening spiritually. And just for God to just... enable me to just be all that he wants me to be. I just want to be in tune to everything that I need to do for the Lord.
Amen. And you know how you say it's beautiful over there? That's, you know, God looking at you as you are beautiful on the inside, not just on the outside, but on the inside. He looks at a man's heart. Just if when we, just like you say, you want your eyes to be open. You want more of God. When you hungry, let's go back to, is anybody thirsty? Let them drink. When you begin to drink, continue to drink. And this is what I want to say to you. Continue to drink. Continue to thirst. Continue that thirst. Don't never. And Lord, I just pray that her thirst would never dry up for you, that she would thirst more and more for you. And the more that she thirsts for you, you're going to fill her up. My God, you're going to fill her up with your glory. The glory is going to be on the inside. And when he begins to fill you up, the scales going to come out your eye, and you're going to see the beauty of God. God's going to show you the beauty. My God, her phone dropped. She calling from Jamaica. But Father God going to show her the beauty from the inside out. She going to know the beauty of God from the inside and out. Let it be done in her life right now in the name of Jesus. The beauty of God. Open her eyes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open thy eye to her heart. Let us see you like never before. Let us see the beauty that's in you, Father God. Let her begin to see the beauty that's in your heart from the inside and out. Let it be made known unto her eye. Let her see you more clear. Let her feel your glory like never before. Let your glory hit her heart. Let your glory hit her home. In the mighty name of Jesus, that she see the beauty, behold, in her eye. Oh, open her eyes. Touch her eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I think this is her right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Carl, is this you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I kept praying because the Holy Spirit was on me. I kept praying, so you might want to go back and listen to the show because I just kept pressing through. as the Holy Spirit was speaking. So make sure you go back and listen to what was said too. But I just praying that God will show you his beauty on the inside, that he will show you how beautiful he is. When you begin to have an encounter with God, you begin to see the beauty of God. You begin to see his glory, and that glory will shine upon you, that it will be a glory that hits you right now, that when people see you, not only they're going to see the beauty on the outside, but they're going to see the beauty on the inside, because God is going to rise and shine on the inside of you. You're going to rise and shine, and his glory is going to fall on you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Open her eyes so she can see you clearly. Open her ears so she can hear you. And Father God, when she see you and she hear your voice, oh Father God, when she spend time with you, she gonna know it's you without a shadow of a doubt. She gonna know your glory has filled her up. Your glory is in her own. Even when she go to work, your glory will be around her, that people will say something about you. You are shining. You are glory, because you see in the beauty of God. I thank you, Father God. Let it be done for her. Let it be done for your daughter, because you say you will fill them up, those who hunger and thirst, that you will fill them up. Fill her up with your glory. Fill her up with your beauty. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I thank you when the beauty hit her on the inside. Everything that's trying to come against her body, every infirmity, oh, it's going to dry up in the name of Jesus. Because no infirmity, no disease cannot stay in that body. Oh, because your glory gonna be in her body. Your word gonna be in her. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we break it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, no weapon formed against her is not gonna prosper. So, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Do you dream?
Yes, I do at times.
Okay. Well, your dreams is about to get intense. Your dreams, God, I'm telling you, you pay attention to your dream. Not just only dream when you driving and you see like a picture. I don't know if he already did do this to you, but you see a picture. It's like a vision. It's a picture. You're going to begin to see that more as well, or it's going to get stronger. God really going to be speaking to you. So get ready and start writing it down.
Amen.
My God. My God. So every distraction, you know, sometimes when we work so much, it distracts us and try to pull us away from God. But no, stay in the presence of him. When you begin to feel that presence, I'm telling you, you have got a glimpse of it, but you should get the full taste of it. You got a glimpse of it, but you should get the full taste of it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So stay. Don't let nothing pull you down, and don't let nothing pull you away.
Amen.
Yeah, he's going to really start speaking to you. Like I said, God is really speaking to people and giving people revelation. So there's things he's going to speak to you about, some upcoming events. I'm talking about, he's going to start speaking to you about earthquakes and where it's going to go, what city to pray for. My God, you better hear tonight. God's going to really speak to you about some things.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So I thank you, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you hide her, Father God. You have already been preserving her. Hide her, Father God. Hide her in your tabernacle. Hide her up under your wing. Protect her, Father God. We thank you for the protection in the name of Jesus. And when he say speak, don't be afraid to speak. Whatever he's showing you, when he say speak, sound the alarm. Sound it with boldness. That's what I'm calling to come forth in you. The boldness come forth. Speak what thus said the Lord. Come forth. Your boldness come forth in the name of Jesus. God showed you something. He say speak it and warn the people. Speak it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're going to know when he says speak it, and you're going to know if he wants you to just pray.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So I just call it boldness to come forth. Because you have the gift of a seer. It's been there. I don't know if you have been speaking or prophesying over people. Have you done that before?
I have.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, sometimes God be preserving people for the right time. And these people that he have been preserving, people that people have not heard of, God is raising them up to be their mouthpiece.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so that's where a lot of attacks come in, because the enemy want to shut your mouth.
Amen.
So, Father God, we thank you for protecting her. We thank you for fighting for her, Father God. Fight those who fighting for her, Father God. Everything they trying to dig for her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know, they going to fall in it. So, Father God, I just thank you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you.
And I don't know if you fast or were thinking about going on a fast or what. Try to fast, but ask God what type of fast he wants you to be on.
Okay. Yes.
And when you fast, we worship him in his word and stay, you know, be in his word during the fast and worship him. And get in that secret place, and he's really gonna open. He's gonna show you. He's gonna show you some things that's coming up. Pay attention.
Amen.
He's gonna show you something that's coming up.
Amen.
So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Sean. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for calling in, and write it down. Write what he's showing you down. And when he say release it, if he tell you to release and sound the alarm, do it with boldness. God got you protected. Amen. He's going to protect you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for calling in, and have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thanks. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I got to jump back up here because she got disconnected. Okay. 205-531. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from? 205-531. This is Sister LaShawn. Mess who's calling and where I'm calling from. Where I'm calling from. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is Jim Ray from Alabama again.
Oh, I thought that's what I was saying. Okay. I was trying to figure out if that was your number again. Okay, because her phone dropped, and so it kind of put the calls around. Okay, let me put you back on hold. Let's see. Okay, so that's Judy May. Okay. 828. Okay, 828-989. This is Sister LaShawn. Mess who's calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina. Good evening.
Hey, Jennifer. Hey, how you doing, Jennifer? How you doing?
Very blessed. I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. That's what we like to hear. Amen. Well, how may we pray for you, or do you have something you want to like to share?
I just want greater intimacy with the Lord. That is my heart's cry, greater intimacy with the Lord. I want all of him, not just a portion, a little bit. I want all of him. He asked for all of me. So that's my cry.
Amen. I tell you, this is the perfect time. And Father God, this is the perfect time because, oh my God, like I said, there's a shift going on. And when you ask for a specific thing, you know, even the word tells us, you know, let our request be made known unto God. So, Father God, your daughter, she's letting her request be made known to you that she just want an intimate, and I like that, an intimate with God. An intimate, give her the type of intimate that she's not going to want to leave your presence. The intimate that's going to make her hungry for more, to where she said, give me more, give me more. I want more. If this is it, there got to be something else. I want more. This is my time. I don't even want to do nothing else. I just want to sit here and feel your presence. I want to sit here and you breathe on me. I just want to sit here and let you have your way. That's the type of end. To have your way, Father God, I give it all to you. Whatever's in me, Father God, that's blocking me, whatever's in me that I cannot see you, hear you, get it out of me. I want that intimate that we have a relationship where I'm going to say, Father, what do you think about this? Father, shall I go here? Father, is this a good idea? That's the type of intimate. And since she asked for it, Father God, give it to her. Fill her up with that type of intimate that just like we hear in the book, my God, I might have to say this for myself. When we seen in the book how Abraham walked with you, that's the type of intimate. Oh, Father God, that let her walk with you, that she get up and walk with you, that before she go to sleep, she began to talk to you, that she hold conversation with you in the name of Jesus. Father God, let it be done because she made her request be made known.
Thank you, Abba. Thank you.
My God, we just don't want to read about it. We also want to be the one that we can testify about it. I also walk with God. I also heard his voice. I also had a relationship with him, just as Abraham did. We want to tell about it. It can happen in 2021. Oh, my God, do it, Father God. Do it. Let it be released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you. I receive.
I'm hearing, like he's saying, come up here. Come up. He, you know what? He's going to elevate you. He's going to go. Mm-hmm. You're going to go up. He's elevating you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
It's like I see you on a high rock. Like, it's a high rock. And you got your arms stretched out. It's a high rock, and up under the rocks is like a bleach, like a, what is this area? Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit. It's just body of water, and you're sitting so high on this rock with your hands stretched out. And you just receiving whatever he has for you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's up, you up high on a rock, on some rocks, like the ocean, rocks like by ocean, but it's water. And you're just sitting up there with the, and you have on like a white gown. It's a white gown. White gown, but it's very thin. But you got your hands stretched out. So, Father God, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Just receive it. He just wants you to receive it. You know, just receive it. And stay in that place. Don't let nothing pull you down. Stay in that place. Because it's a place of peace. It's a place of receiving it. It's a place of peace and it's a place of receiving it. I feel
thank
it.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank yeah, I felt it. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
So just receive and thank him.
I receive.
So we thank you for the intimacy. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father God, for let it be done. You know, I just pray that you keep your hands clean and a pure heart and don't let nothing distract you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, amen. That's the thing, the distractions. Every time I go into the secret place, it's just like the enemy's right there beating down the door.
So you can't get in.
Yeah.
I think God going to show you a vision of what he just showed me. You're going to see it in a vision, too.
Oh, praise God. I would love to see that.
You're going to see it in a vision. And you're going to know it's confirmation. You'll see it in a secret place. You'll see it. And that's going to be your confirmation to stay where you at.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready and expectant.
There you go. Expect it. There you go.
Expected.
You know, when you get in a secret place, of course we're going to be distracted because we in flesh. We got to die to flesh. Our mind be, I'm telling you, it's amazing where your mind go because we in flesh. Oh, once that flesh died, that's it. It's over. So
yeah.
We be in flesh, so our mind be everything. You'll be thinking of stuff that what I'm thinking of this. You pull that down. You say pull, you know, bring every thought into captivity.
Yes.
Oh. Because the enemy knowing that you're going into that prison, he know that you're going into the secret place. So he's gonna try.
He sure does.
You know, when it's like going to your room, go into the closet and shut the door. If people really understand what he's saying, let me shut your mind. Shut your mind. Your secret place can be in your car. It can be in your bathroom. It can be in your closet. It just means shut your mind. The enemy plays with our mind.
Yes, he does.
Pull down those thoughts. You know, we got to put into captivity. So our mind, when we're in the secret place, we thinking about this. Well, oh, I've been in here long. I need to go eat some. I'm hungry. Or, you know, I wanted, what we going to do? Oh, she made me mad at work. Oh, you wait till I get to work tomorrow. I ain't saying nothing to nobody. You see how they work?
Yeah.
I'm laughing, but I'm telling the truth.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Oh, she better be looking. I ain't saying because she better be looking. She better be looking. God changed me because I was gonna cool, Lord. I was gonna cook. You know, I was gonna get on my supply. Made me mad. Did you not see? You see how the mind just go on and on and on and on, and our mind needs to be at rest.
Rabbit, I go down rabbit holes.
I mean, come on! I'm keeping it real on here. You know, you might be thinking about some little boy you like. You know, he tried to flirt with me. I went in the store. That's the adversary.
keep them away. Keep them all away.
I'm trying to tell you, then all of a sudden, after you get through thinking, you done fell asleep. Because sometimes you got to put you to sleep because your mind going everywhere. So,
it's very true.
But it takes a while. It's not going to happen overnight, y'all. If you really want something bad, you're going to come back the next day. A person ain't going to give up. They're going to come back. I'm going to come back until I see you face to face, or I'm going to receive my healing. I'm going to stay in this place until I have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. You know, you're going to come back. What the word says, bless those who hungry and thirst. Anybody thirsty, let them drink. So if you want to drink from that cup, If you want to drink from the cup bag, you're going to come back.
I want to get come drunk. You're going to chase after
him. Yeah. You're going to chase after him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let, what did Jacob say? I ain't going to let you go. And like, let me go. Daylight is coming. Let me go. And now I ain't going to let you go until you bless him. I ain't going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing. Hold on to God. Don't let him go. Well, how are we going to hold on to God? We can't see him. Yeah, you'll know when he there. I'm going to stay right here. I don't care if I don't even, if it's said in heaven that there's a road, a long road in heaven. Well, I know I ain't up there in heaven, but I'm going to sit up there and act like I'm in heaven because I'm going to reach up there and try to grab that road. Oh, I'm grabbing it in the spirit. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to lay on it.
Yes. Lord.
And I promise you, something's going to come in there and hit you.
Thank you for the whole confirmation, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, even though, I'm going to share this. Lord, put the sword in my hand. The enemy up here trying to buff me. He trying to, you know, he messing with me. Put the sword. I want the sword, you know, because it's the sword is the spirit. It's the word of God. So if I need that sword to war with, I want it to be in my hand, even though I don't have a physical sword, but I'm going to be praying and war like I have a sword in my hand. One time I was praying and something was placed in my hand. I said, it must be that sword because when it was placed in my hand, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as it touched my hand, I knew it. So you would know.
Well.
It's just some things you just can't describe. But I knew that it must have been a touch of God present or something had just touched me on my hand.
Glory to God. Glory.
So Jacob said, I don't care if it is, I don't care if it'll be break day, but I would not let you go unless you bless me. That's what Jacob said. I ain't going to let you go unless you bless me.
He had a good plan.
he had to knock Jacob's socket, his hip out of socket. He had to knock his hip out of socket. Jacob was sitting at the wrestling with God. He was prevailing. He was travailing. He was wrestling with God. And he's like, let me go because daybreak should come. I ain't going to let you go unless you bless me. Sometimes we got some of us be rolling and tumbling with God.
I'm ready to rumble. I'm ready to rumble.
I'm telling you, and he will. I'm telling you, he will. I'm going to sit right here. If I don't care, I might not, your role might not be in front of me, but I'm going to lay on this road. If that road going through heaven like a train, I'm going to ride on that train. I'm going to be on that road. I'm going to stay on that road till I receive my healing. y'all, some people know me, how I talk. That's how I'm going to talk because that's the type of belief. That's the type of favor. And now it say, let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Well, it said in the word that you got this long train. This road is like a long train. Well, I'm going to ride that train, your road. I'm going to lay on it when I go into that secret place.
I love that visual. I love that. Yeah.
I say when people, they gonna be saying that LaShawn has some belief that we ain't never heard of. Yep, that's what I want y'all to say. Because when I read things that's in heaven, I'm gonna knock. I want the windows of heaven to open up. So you would know. If some about being in that presence with God, you would know sometimes his glory is too much. His glory is just so heavy, it's too much that some flesh can't handle that type of glory. Mm. He let us know in the book with Moses, he had to hide Moses between the rock and put his hand over his eye. And Moses was able to see the backside of God's glory to where he turned his whole face. He had to wrap his face up. He turned, when he went up there, he was, I don't know what color was his hair, brown, black. But when he came down, they weren't the color he was when he came down after seeing the glimpse of God's glory. He wasn't the same person that he went up that mountain. He came back a totally different person. He had to wrap himself up. That type of glory would knock you off your feet where you can't even get up. Sometimes you got to say, Lord, lift it up off of me. It's too much. Lift it up off of me.
Mm.
So be careful what you ask for.
I fast. For it, so.
I didn't have it when I didn't got up, you know, praying. I didn't went somewhere. When I came out, I just hit the bed, just laid there, was shaking like a little leaf. Hit the bed.
Well,
I remember I told my ex-husband, he said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Man, once you get this taste of what I just taste, you ain't going to want," I said something else, "you ain't going to want the other stuff from no man. This is something." I mean, I couldn't put on no clothes. I just laid there. That's how heavy it was upon me.
Well,
that's how heavy it was upon me. Going into that intense prayer where heaven, you know, you have been in the presence and you feel that type of shift that the glory of God is upon you. Yeah, keep asking for it. You're going to get it.
Oh, yes. Believe I am going to expect it. I am. He's probably tired of me asking, so
he's sick of me asking. You know, and sometimes he want to see how bad do you want it, what you willing to give up. Ask him if there's something you need to give up.
Okay.
How bad do you want it if it's something you need to give up? Might be sometimes it will cause people to stay in the house and not go outside. When God get ready to release that type of glory and that presence on you, you can't go around people. You can't even go out your door. And see, people don't understand that.
Mm.
So ask him. He'll reveal it to you. I'm telling y'all, ask God, talk to him, have a conversation with him, have an intimate relationship with him. Ask him. When I see stuff on TV that I ain't never seen, I was like, well, Lord, I ain't never seen that. I ain't going to say it's fake or it's not real, but I sure want to know about more about it. You know, you ask him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we just thank God. We thank God, and we just waiting on testimony. Like I said, when you get in that place with him and he show you the glimpse of that vision, you're going to know that's going to be your confirmation.
Mm. I'm expecting. I am.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Well, Jennifer, we thank you for calling. Thank you for calling in. And I can't wait.
Thank you.
Wait to hear those testimonies.
They're coming.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yes.
God believe and have faith. Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Oh, we give God a glory. You know, have faith. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to share this with you, and then I'm going to let you go. When Jesus was on the water, and I'm just asking you, just go there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on the water, and they saying, is that a ghost out there? You know, they was afraid. The waves was roaring, the waves, big old waves. They was fearful. Oh, it was a storm. But here they look at something out there on the water. Is that a ghost? No, that's Jesus. Who asked to come out the boat to come to you? If that's you, Jesus, command me to come to you.
Yes.
Peter said, if that's you, Jesus, command me to come to you. First, he wanted to make sure it was Jesus. He couldn't believe Jesus was out there on the big, just imagine, just ask God to take you there. Some big wave. I don't know. Well, I ain't never been on no boat with no wave, but I seen it in the movies. And it's dark out there. Very dark.
Yes.
Can imagine waves around the boat. And here go the Messiah. Here go they teacher. Here go Jesus. On the big old wave walking on the storm. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
They say, is that a ghost out there? No, that's Jesus. Well, pure old Peter, he was the boldest one. Well, if that's you, Jesus, command me to come to you. Oh, my God, thank you, Father, for the revelation. As we've been speaking tonight, he got his hand out saying, come. What did he do to Peter? He reached his hand out and said, come. And that's the
mm-hmm.
word tonight we've been saying. He showed me the word come. He's telling some people to come. Come unto me. Come unto me, all you heavy labors. Come unto me if you thirsty. So he told Peter to come. Do you not know
mm-hmm.
Peter hesitated to get out the boat? When he got out the boat, he couldn't believe he was walking on that water. He couldn't believe he was standing on the water. Just as Jesus was standing on the water. He took him a couple steps and he got distracted. Or fear came upon him. He began to sink. And what did Jesus say? Oh, you little faith.
Mm.
I mean, his faith need to come up. And a lot of us not have an encounter like that because of our faith. We're not having the type of encounter that we desire because of our faith. Now, Jennifer, put yourself
yes.
in Peter's place.
Yes.
And Jesus saying, come. Do you have that type
mm-hmm.
of faith to get out the boat and walk on? Oh, I feel you, Holy Spirit, I feel you. Do you have
yes.
that type of faith to get out that boat and walk on that water?
Quicksand, water, you name it, I'll do it.
Or are you going to be hesitate? I can't walk on that water. I ain't Jesus. I'm going to be way, or you're going to be looking at the waves. They too big. They putting fear in you. Or you going to get on out
mm-hmm.
that water, knowing that you can't walk on the water in physical, but what can you do in the spirit? Oh, my God, I hope you caught that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come on now. Yeah.
Information, I had a vision where I saw him holding his hand out to me, and I actually put it on my screensaver on my phone.
Mm.
So this is confirmation for me.
Well, there you go,
yes.
Jennifer.
Yes. Thank you,
there
Father.
You go.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There you go. That's what I seen. God is holding it. That's what, you know, we've been talking tonight. He got his hand out saying, come. Either you're going to have faith, even when you pray. Well, Lord, I know I can't go out there and walk on their water, but I do believe I can. I'm going to walk on their water in the spirit. I'm coming to you. I'm going to walk on their water. I'm going to run to you. Oh, I'm saying you got to have that type of faith when you pray. You got to have that type of faith when you seeking him. You got to have that type of faith when men saying something. Who you going to believe? What report you going to believe? You going to believe the report of God or you not. Either we're going to believe it or we not.
Yes.
You're going to believe when everybody think you crazy. Everybody think you going lunatic. Everybody say something wrong with it. Well, they thought David Ryan looked at him crazy. He was sitting out there, but he has a type of love for God in his heart, the way he praised him.
Yes.
When people walk in that type of belief and faith, people going to look at you weird, like something wrong with you.
They do. They absolutely do.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
So that's not.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
When you go in that secret place, you're walking on the water.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, LaShawn. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you have a blessed night and a blessed weekend, and just stay in that place.
You too, my sister. You too. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. You're so good. You're so good. 864-439. This is Sister LaShawn Mess who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, this is Walter calling from South Carolina.
Hey, how you doing, Walter?
Well, being tested to the nth degree, that's for sure.
Well, do you have a prayer request or?
Yeah, I do. I want to know, I'm beginning to second guess my own self right now. I know how to operate under the anointing. I do know how to do that, but nonetheless, I got bamboozled because, long story short, I'm a caregiver to my mother, and I don't have a whole lot of time to stay in the Word, nowhere near I used to. I used to spend hours in the Word. And very easy to hear the Lord. I had forced myself the other night to get in His Word, had the opportunity to between the Word and worship. And I had slept that night. He was talking to me. I got it. But I evidently, golly days, there's an agenda out there. I called just because someone's made a suggestion. All I did was call this particular place. And all I said was, I want to know what it is to be this particular thing. They said, well, you got to fill out the application. I said, no, I'm not calling to do that. So I resisted, but I wasn't all prayed up. And because I wasn't all prayed up, I didn't sense the war that was going on. I did feel something. I knew that. I said, something's wrong here. I don't get a whole lot of sleep. I get very little sleep. And if you don't know nothing about that, I'll tell you real quick. If you're hurting for lack of sleep, it's hard to discern sometimes. It's because you ain't paying attention because you're tired. You're struggling. And it's a known fact you need 8 hours sleep. I barely get four. I barely get two sometimes. So anyway, next thing I know, I get mail saying, you've been chosen. You've been chosen to be payee. I said, no, I didn't. I did not ask for it. I was only inquiring. So from what I understand, it's next to impossible to get out, if not impossible. And that was just an inquiry. All I did was ask about it. I said, well, let's just see if you qualify. So next thing I know, she was asking for information. I said, ma'am, I'm not going to give you that information to see if I qualify because you don't need that. Just tell me what you need. Long story short, I gave the information. Bam, they made me payee to my mother. And if you know anything about it, it is very laborious. You got to write down everything you spend, anything and everything. I spend on her is because it's got to be everything about her and nothing else. And if I'm caught doing anything, there's a penalty. I can even go to jail. I can go to prison. And that's not, I'm not looking for to go to prison for something I didn't do. And my mom's got a lifestyle. She's very generous with her money. And if she wants to give me something, she does. So, but I just got this. To my surprise, I was like, Lord, you know something? I got hijacked. There's no other word for it. I called up. I was angry about it. I said, why did you guys just hijack me? I need to speak to the supervisor. They never called me. Okay, it's been a week. And I just found out today they got 24 hours to call me. Now, I'm sure she found a loophole to get around that because I was here until 4 o'clock and after 4 o'clock, never got the phone call. So with that said, I'm not trying to be scared here, but the reality is I read the paperwork. If I even sign an appeal, it says this might not go to your favor, okay? It says, if you don't like what happened here, you can sign an appeal, but it might not go to your favor. It looks like it's already signed, sealed, delivered. I said, okay, Lord, I'm trying to be fearful here, but if they, I almost said drafted. Draft is a legal term, okay? The Army at one time, the United States military, the government could draft you. Now it's all voluntary. That was legal. The draft was constitutional legal, okay? This was not a draft. This was hijacked. They made me pay E without my knowledge. That is criminal. And yet, the irony of it is, right below all this stuff, it says, is there any fraud? Call this number. Yeah, they're the fraud. They have fraudulently made me pay E to my mother. And I'm like, dear God, I don't have all the hours to worship and read the word like I used to hear the Lord like I used to. So I'm calling to see what the Lord says through you. And somebody that can hear the Lord very clearly. So I'm being realistic here. I ain't trying to be scared, but this ain't something I'm looking forward to at all. So I'm not going to be made a payee, and I didn't ask for it.
Okay, so Father God, what I was hearing, it's in Genesis, and for you, what the enemy meant for you, evil against you, but God meant it for good. So what the enemy meant for evil, God's going to make it. He's going to make it good. If you went into this thing with clean hands and pure heart, it's going to turn out for your good. What the enemy meant for evil, God, he got the last say so. It's going to turn out for your good. It's going to turn out for your good. So that's what I hear by hearing his story. What the enemy meant for evil, what evil tried to come against you, every door that had been opened, we command it to shut right now. Every door that God did not open, let it be shutting. In the name of Jesus, everything, every setup, every trap, every snare, every setup from the enemy camp, we just command that the enemy will fall in it itself, that no evil should come near you, not near your mama, not near your dwelling place, that it shall not come near you. What the enemy meant for evil, what the enemy meant to bring you down, God is going to turn it around for your good. It's going to be meant for the good. Not to keep you down, not to keep you in a rut, because we know that's not of God. Not to keep you stagnating. Whatever trying to stagnate you, whoop it with the word. Keep speaking the word. What word are she talking about? The word of God. Give it to him, trust him, and have that type of faith that it's going to turn out for the good. So I just pray everything that's over you, everything, the darkness, the adversary that's come against your sleep, that's come against your mind, that it will be released. This is the thing. Listen and listen very well. We can pray You can call today. You can call tomorrow. Whoever be on tomorrow, you can call Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We can pray and we can have the faith and we can believe and it's going to manifest. But soon you get by yourself in that place of vulnerability that the adversary, soon as he try to mess with you and cause this restlessness on you and you accept it, you allow him to come back in. So it will be up to that individual to shut the door. Now, somebody asked me today, don't the devil have to come and get permission from God to mess with you? Yeah, according to the book, that's what he did to Job. But listen to this. Also, if he come get the permission from God, sometimes he don't have to get the permission from God because we gave him the permission. Well, how do you give them the permission, Sister LaShawn? It's the way we think. The stuff come out our mouth. He don't even have to go get permission. Why am I ask God? They just gave me permission by what you said out your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So he don't have to get the permission because we done already gave him the permission. We can sit here and we can pray, we can come against it, we can take authority, and we have the faith that it's already done. If we pray for somebody that need healing in their body and it have manifest on PGN or it manifests in the church, but soon as you go home the next day, let your back start hurt, let your head start hurt. Oh, that must be my high blood pressure. Let me check my blood pressure. Oh, let me take this pill because you just opened the door. That can cause walking in disobedience. It will cause people to be in the hospital. Well, yeah, God said, I'm going to raise this person, but I'm going to have to let you know what caused you to be in this hospital. Walking in disobedience. Disobedience will cause things that happen in our life. So the situation, yes, the devil got to go to God to get the permission, but half of the time he don't because we didn't open the door and gave permission ourselves. Why should he go to God when we didn't open the door by what we say out of our mouth? He stands, and just like God stands at the door and knock on the door, guess what? Outside your door, guess what's around you? The royal line. He walks around seeking who he can devour. He stands at your door. What are you doing to allow him in?
Well, I know what I did.
So now it's okay. We all fall short of his glory. It's okay. Pick yourself up. Repent. You don't got to go back and get baptized again and go through this, get saved all over. No, repent. Close those doors. Once God forgive you, it's a done deal. It's thrown in the Dead Sea. You just got to keep your healing, keep your deliverance, fight for your deliverance, fight for your healing. Keep the door shut. We'll come together and grieve, but when you leave PGN or the next week, you go do something, you open the door, and you got to close the door. So, okay, Lord, forgive me. Whatever you think you were doing, forgive me, Lord. I've been, whatever people say, knucklehead, hardhead, lukewarm. Forgive me. I repent. And you take it to the throne of God. Then we release the word. You got to believe and have faith. It's already done. Even if you get a phone call, it's already done. Thank you, Father. Start thanking him. Thank you, Father. We didn't pray about it. Thank you for turning this situation around. Thank you for turning around this 360. You did it. I thank you, Father God. Now, I ain't going to get myself back up in it. Now, you get back in it, that's you. You got to believe the word and keep the word. Keep all doors closed because, like I said, in this season, we don't want to walk in disobedience. We don't want to. I don't know about you, but I don't.
No.
So
Lord did show me what my Christmas my Christmas present was a vision that the Lord gave me. And I was like, I woke up Christmas Day, and I had this vision. I was like, good God. I knew what it was. I mean, I knew instantly what it was. He showed me there's going to be a flood of evil that's going to come. It's going to come faster than you can even keep up with it. And to stay in the cleft of the rock, you better hide in the shadow of the Almighty. But like I said, with my mother, I'm having to take care of my mother. It is, look, I used to listen to a show that was talking about caregivers. The guy didn't want to know about the patient. He wanted to know about the caregiver. But they sacrifice themselves for the ones they love. So I go, and I do it because I love my mother. But at the same time, I said, God, you know, I got these little notes everywhere I can, especially in the bathroom and the walls. If I got to look at a cabinet where I'm preparing food, I look up and read the word. I read that word. Even if it's five sentences, I have to get that word in my eyeballs because it's crucial. And I that. It's highly crucial. So I get very little rest in between what I'm doing, and I hate it because I know how important that word is. And that one day, the vision. I saw how fast things were going to come. And he even showed me, you got to snatch this one. And then I did snatch that guy. The Lord showed me that the guy walked away from the Lord. He just came by here, and God touched him mightily, man. I was like, anyway, he got touched, so I hope he stays there. But the bottom line, in the cleft of the rock, because it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be bam, 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 bam. You won't be able to keep up with it. So just stay out of the way. Stay out of the way of the enemy, because it's going to come like a flood. That's exactly what I saw, a flood of sin, a flood of snares, a flood of like what I did. I made a phone call. Next thing I know, I got hijacked. I mean, they made me payee, and it's like, you say what? So that's where I goofed up. But like I said, when you walk as tired as I am and the health issues I got, because I'm trying to make phone calls by so-and-so time. You're under pressure. You got to do this. Never again. After that, that ain't happening again. No. I've got broken of that. If I can't get up in God's face to make certain phone calls, then I ain't going to make the phone call. I ain't going to get there like that again. That ain't going to happen. That's exactly how it took place. I ain't trying to make mistakes. What's the word I'm looking for? Excuses. I'm just telling you the reality. And the reality is, I did feel the witness of that about God's going to turn it around. And that's all I'm going to speak about. That's all I can say. That's all I can afford to say. God will turn this thing around. But you can best believe I'll be in his face. And I just now got my mom in bed, gave her her meds. So you just did pick up the line just as I finished her meds.
Okay, well.
I do know what's coming to America and the rest of this world. The church will prosper, but if you get out of line like I did, even by a mistake, it can be costly.
Amen. If, like you said, it can. If we're going to stand on the word and believe God, that he is the word, and apply it to our everyday life, or the enemy going to be beating us down. You see it there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, yep. So we just thank God for what he's doing. We thank him, and he's good. So we want those doors to be shut. That's the thing, shut the door. Shut every door that's not of God, shut it. And like when you saying you can't sleep, try to feed yourself with the word. And then, you know, a lot of times, if God probably be having, want us up, I believe in a certain season, a certain season. Remember, we not on God timing. We not on man timing. We on God timing. That sometimes he just want us to be up praying, travailing, crying out for hours because what's about to hit the nation. He might just want us up.
Well, that's the reason I can't sleep is it's a medical thing. It's several things going on. Yeah, I know what you mean by being an astronaut. Yeah, I'll tell you something. It's kind of funny. It is and it ain't, but it's funny now. He would wake me up after about 2.5 hours sleep. He says, pray for the pastor. I mean, he literally get there and wake me up. Well, then I'd be tired. Maybe 2 days in a row doing this because after he woke me up, I barely get another 2 hours sleep. And I'm riding around, you know, less than probably 4 hours sleep maybe. And they say best is 8 hours sleep. So anyway, so the third night, he woke me up again. I don't mind telling myself, okay? I'm just being real here. Most people can't be real, but I'll be real. Cause that's why God's got the anointing on my life the way he does. He woke me up to get up and pray. I said, Lord, I'm tired. Go get somebody else. He hit me in my hip. I literally rolled over in the bed. I said, okay, you got my attention. I'm getting up now, right now. But I literally rolled across that bed. I said, I guess I'm the one you want. So I got up and started praying just like I always did. Never said that again. Never said that again.
Well, there you go.
That was the appointed armor bearer, if you will, for that particular pastor.
Well, that's what he will do. When he wants you to get up and pray about something, he know how to get you up. He know how to get you up. So we just thank the Father, and we just going to stand on the word that the doors will be shut, that he will have his hand in this situation. And when he move, don't go back and put your hand in it. Take your hands off of it and let God do what he needs to do. That's your job, is let God do what he needs to do. You repent and keep it moving. Hello?
That's right. Hey, amen.
Yeah, just repent and keep it moving. Trust God. You just ask God to forgive you, repent, and keep it moving. And trust him. Don't try to argue with the people when they call, because then you didn't put your hands back in it. God can't do it because you got your hands in it. You're not letting him do it. So we going to let God take over, or we going to take over. And God going to sit back and say, well, you got it. You move my hand, so you got it. You know, I'm saying it just like that. You know, I'm not saying that's how he said, but, I mean, how we going to trust him when we all in the way?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Exactly.
So I don't care what we were saying. I don't care what the doctor say. You ask God for wisdom. Lord, I need sleep. Help me with this. Give me the wisdom. Give me the knowledge. There, I guarantee you, you might be in a grocery store and he probably say, get this food right here or get this herb thing right here. Start taking this before you go to sleep. You have to walk in obedience. And we have to have the ear to hear him. You could be, if you crying out, I need to get 8 hours, 6 hours sleep. I need to at least get 5 hours sleep. Lord, show me, either show me the food, show me the fruit, show me the vegetable. Give me wisdom of things that I can do so I can sleep. You could be in a grocery store and you going down the aisle and then you'll be looking at some and reading about it and it say it helped with sleep. You see how that works? You ask God for it and he's going to direct you. Directing your footpath, that's what it is. Man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. We got to trust his word, and he will give us that wisdom to take care of our body. But we got to be obedient. If he say stop, people always say they struggling with sleep, and they go get medicine to go to sleep. But a lot of stuff you putting in your body, why would you sit there and keep eating candy, eating junk?
Well, I'm not drinking.
I'm not speaking of you, Pacific. I'm just talking general for people that's struggling with sleep, you know. This can play a factor of why you're not sleeping. Some people love to eat sweets. Some people love to drink soda. But that's high in sugar. They got all that artificial flavor in it. Then when it's time for you to go to rest, your body is in a mode that it's not slowing down because you didn't ate all the junk before you went to bed.
Well, that's one thing God gave me a long time ago. I learned from back in 95, I think it was, I went to a specialist, a nutritionist, but she's an alternative nutritionist. I learned how to eat through her, and I thought I was eating good. She said no. The very first day I gave up sodas, my heartburn went away. I haven't drank soda since 95. And there's nothing else. Matter of fact, I don't even eat wheat. You're eating wheat, you're eating poison because it's GMO. I eat absolutely no GMO. I drink no sodas. I drink no those sweetened drinks. It's got to be a real drink if I drink it at all. And so, yeah, I'm off all that stuff. I learned a long time ago. You take care of your body will take care of you.
Amen. And see, some people don't know that because they've been eating sweets all their life. And then they wonder why they can't go to sleep. You got to we come from the earth. So a lot of stuff we have to eat from the earth. You know, especially if you flow in the prophetic or watchman or whatever you is, you have to take care of the brain. You have to feed it with good stuff, vitamins and good, you know, herbs and natural stuff. You know, sweetness help you bouncing off the wall. And it keep your brain going. Some food just ain't meant for you to eat. And you wonder why you up. You know, it could be the spiritual thing or, you know, what you're doing to your body. But God will show you things that you need to cut back on there. Don't eat this. Don't eat before 5 o'clock. You need not to eat before 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. You know, eat this right here. He might tell you to eat a lot of ginger or, you know, drink a lot of water or whatever he's telling you to do to help you out. Amen. We don't want to walk in disobedience. You know, we all fall short. It's okay. Just repent and get yourself up and keep going. Don't beat yourself up about it. You know, ask God to teach you not to do certain things to get us in trouble. And he will.
Oh, I do appreciate your time. God bless you. If you see anything else, know anything else, do release it to me because I'm ready to go if you don't see anything else.
No, that's it, Brother Walter. We thank you for coming in.
Well, ma'am, I do thank you. And God bless you. Appreciate your labors there. And enjoy the rest of the evening. If you got anyone else to talk to, go bless them.
Amen. Thank you for calling in. Have a blessed night.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen.
Praise and praise.
This is Sister LaShawn. Mess who's calling. Where you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing, dear?
Good woman of God, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed.
Blessed. Yeah.
How's with you?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. Everything is going good. I was just calling for prayer for just strength in my body and a closer walk with the Lord and strength in my body.
Okay. So, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for the strength that she will mount up like wings like eagle. Father God, that she will soar over everything that's up under her, everything, you know. Father God, you let us know that we have the power and authority to tread upon the serpent and scorpion. So, Father God, let the things that trying to attack her body, attack her mind, it be up under her feet in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for protecting her. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for restoration, Father God. Even realignment. That's what I'm hearing, realignment, that he's realigned. I don't know. Father God, give me more clarification. Realignment. Father God, thank you. I think you know how something like a car is out of alignment, and God is realigning you back to where you need to be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we thank you. You know, things that get us, you know how a car, they say you need a front lineman. I'm not good in cars. I'm just asking him to show me more than what I'm seeing. But if the car is out of line, your car going to go to the right or left. It pulls a different direction. But God putting you back where you need to go. You getting back in line with him. You're not going to be going to the left or to the right, but you're going to be lined up with his will. He's realigning you. So you're going to be, this time you're going to go straight forward. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Because you know what get us, a lot of us, we need to be adjustment, you know, get adjustment in our life. Because we can get out of line. We get out that line, and it's okay. It could be that we're not happy where we at, or we want something to happen real quick, and we kind of stirring to the right or going to the left, and he don't need us to go that way. And so he got to adjust us, and it's good to get adjustment. It's a good thing. To, you know, get a tune-up or whatever. I don't know why I'm saying this with the car, but I'm trying to explain it the best way I know how, the way I'm seeing it. So we thank the Father for that. So let him continue to have his way and do what he need to do. Stay in the will of God. Even though we thank God for taking away the fear, because he don't give us the spirit of fear, but he give us power, love, and a sound mind. Let him know that keep understanding, your understanding that you are on an assignment and you are to do the work for God's kingdom. So don't worry about what's going on everyday life. It's hard to say that, but cast your care upon the Lord. Cast your care upon him, and he's going to take care of you. Cast everything upon him.
Amen. Amen. And that is the word of the Lord.
Cast your care upon him, but God is realigning you, you know, so that's a good thing. That's why I don't want to go too far with it, try to fix it up. I just want to leave it as it is. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for restoring, resetting everything that need to be reset in her life. So, Father God, and, you know, and I'm just asking Father to continue to pour his love on you, that he do love you, and he love, you know, everything you do, do it for the Father, do it for his glory. You know, take myself out of it and do it for the glory of God. Even when people try to come against you, do it for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. I receive it. And you know, and it's so, and it's, and the word that he's giving you to say is so true, because I can feel him aligning, realignment, doing a realignment. I can feel it. Like, no, I'm going this way. No, you go this way. So you know, and I can feel him actually doing that. So I'm thanking the Lord for you tonight and praying and keeping, for me to keep that alignment going. I just thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And like I said, you know, show the glory of God when people try to come to you and get you out of place and try to get you to say some stuff out your mouth. Just show them the heart of God. And the more you show people the heart of God and what's up inside of you, God going to show you favor and he's going to bless you.
Oh, amen. Amen. I receive that. I receive it. And I thank the Lord for you, woman of God. You're helping so many people, and everybody on PGN, they're here to help people. So it's amazing how God just puts people together, especially during times like these where the world is going this way and that way. He knows how to pull people together and make things happen.
Amen.
For the
Amen.
Glory of God.
For the glory of God. Amen. Amen. So this is the time, you know, the whole world is in chaos. There's so much stuff going on. You know, it's like sometimes they don't even pay to look at the news. There's just so much stuff going on, and you have to stay in the word of God to even keep the peace in your own mind, the peace in your own home, because it's just so much going on. It's like today's society don't know which way to go, but if they understand, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's going to get you to the place where you need to be. Come to Jesus. He got his hand out waiting on you to come and sit down with him and let him take control and not be so focused on what men doing and what they saying.
Amen. He just want us to come and sup with him and tell him, you know, what's on our minds, and then let him do the realignment and in our lives that we need on a day-to-day basis. We need the Father.
Amen. Amen.
We need him.
So we just like what he's doing. We just give him all the glory and all the honor and thank him. Stay on the wall praying.
That's it. Staying with the Father and praying. That's it. So I'm thankful to the Lord for you. I'm so thankful. I've been hearing the other callers, and it's just, you know, everybody can help everybody heal, because that's why the Lord says we're helpers one to another.
Amen. Thank you, Father. And, you know, I know a lot of callers, they be wanting a word, you know. Sometimes God might give a word, sometimes he don't, but prayer always works.
That's it. That's it. It's praying. Praying time. It's praying.
I tell you, and a lot of people pick and choose who they want to hear a word from, and I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to keep saying it. You have to be careful with that in this season, because this main one you're trying to ignore might be the main one that holds your healing and deliverance that you need in that season.
Amen.
They have to understand that. That's probably what you need.
Amen.
Well, we thank you for calling in, and we enjoyed you calling in, and, you know, like I say, let him do what he need to do. Line us back up and tune us back up to get us where we need to be.
Amen.
So
he can get the glory.
Amen.
I give the credit to God. Yes, so he can get the glory.
There you go. Thank you, Jesus.
And like you were saying, sometimes we may get the word, or we may not, but prayer always works.
You wrote, There's some people that their prayers go up. They got power in their prayers. You better believe that.
prayer goes up and the blessing comes down.
Come on. You better understand. God got those intercessors. They there. And you better believe he's moving on their prayers. He's moving. That's why I tell people, don't forget about those intercessors. Don't forget about them.
Oh yeah. Well, I thank the Lord for you. And just keep it moving, because that's what God has got you on the move. And then he also has you like, and you, it's like you just got a strong word in your mouth, whereas when it's time to rebuke, it's not that it's meant to hurt anyone, but it's time to do it so that it can place that alignment that God has given you to tell people it's time to get it right, get it straight. And the Lord has really placed that in. Yeah.
That, you know what, that's good how you put that, because I tell you, you some people don't understand. And I know Sister Ruth talk about this, you know, people ain't gonna like people like that. They try to avoid people, and you know, it's not for us to hurt anyone, because one thing even it tells us in John, you would not get offended by God's word. God's word is not offended. It's not to offend you. It's to help you. It's to mold you. It's to correct you. It's to edify. But sometimes God got to be just like a parent. The parent could say, you know what, don't do that. Don't do that. They can say it about 5-6 times. Then when they pop you, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing that? Well, it's the same thing with your father. He's the father in heaven. He'll sit there and say, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't do that. Then pop. You got to get knocked upside the head. And sometimes you got to release that word that's going to knock you off your feet. Because it's been speaking to you for the longest.
Amen.
So it's the same thing.
It's when the same answered, thing.
When he answered, it's going to come real strong like fire. Or it's going to come like a hammer. It's coming. And some people, he got to do that too. There's some people. Well, if you think I'm telling the story, look in the book. What did he do to Saul? Saul was crucifying Christians left and right. Oh, he was on the road to go do some more. Did Jesus show up and knock him off his high horse? Come on now. Knock him down. Not only he knocked him down, he blinded him for 3 days. He had to blind him because when he opened his eye, he was seeing clear. When he opened his eye, he was seeing righteous. When he opened his eye, he had to purge him and deliver him. So he had to shut his eyes to take him through that process. You got to understand. Jonah was something else. He just refused to do what God told him to do. Jonah had to get swallowed up by a whale. And when he got split out from the whale, he still didn't want to do it. And Jonah was something else. Still them, because he had a problem with the people. He didn't want God to save them. Well, I believe God deal with people just like Jonah, and people like Paul, and you know he's dealing with them. He got him on a high horse.
Amen.
So, amen.
Woo. That's word.
He ain't changed. He the same God today, yesterday, and forever.
And his word doesn't return him void. I thank the Lord for you. I really do. So thank the Lord for you once again.
We thank him. Thank God. We got people that's going to bring the build out. That's just who God made them. They going to speak the word and be bold with it.
And it's good because if you don't say anything and the person can be in error, they may not know. They'll just keep on keeping on if you don't say anything. So the correction is there that God has given them to say. He's using, you know, he's using a man and woman of God to say, hey, this is not right. But that's the Lord just using them for his glory.
Yep, he gets the glory.
He gets the glory.
Get all the glory. So we thank you.
So thank you so much. And once again, have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you for calling in.
Weekend.
You too.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You get the glory. Okay. I think this is our last caller. Let's see. 240-482. This is Sister LaShawn. Max, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Sister LaShawn. This is Valerie calling from North Carolina. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. Hi, Valerie. How you doing?
Blessed. Blessed by faith. Amen.
Amen. That's what we want to hear.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We give him the praise. Thank mm-hmm. you. Well, is there something, a testimony or a prayer request you have?
Yes. So I have both a testimony and a prayer request. I wanted to share with you, you had prayed with me several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just asking the Lord about moving, whether or not to move and all of that. And you said something about move. I can't remember exactly what it was. I'd have to go back and listen to it. But I, you know, mm-hmm. remember you saying, you know, the Lord was talking about moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I closed on my house last week. So I just wanted to share with you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And, yes. And, you know, I was kind of just uncertain for a while there, you know, what direction the Lord was leading. And so that really helped me to, you know, focus my prayers. And, you know, the Lord really blessed her in that process. So just wanted to thank you for that. And, I closed on the house last week, but I actually am moving all of my things this early this next week, or, you know, this week coming up. And so it's just been a very stressful time. And just wanted to ask for prayer for myself and, you know, my situation with moving my kids and balancing that in work. And it's just been a challenging time.
Yeah.
Blessed mm-hmm. time, but challenging time. Mhm.
Yeah, Valerie, you say you're moving this week. Did you take off from work, or you just moving and going to work?
Yeah, I'm just moving. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be kind of like just, you know, go, I'm moving around the corner, basically.
Right,
so,
right. Mm-hmm.
But it's not a huge move, but, you know, moving with the kids
right.
and all of that
mm-hmm.
makes it more
mm-hmm.
challenging.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'm just asking God for peace, that he will give you, you know, give you wisdom how to do it so it won't wear you down, you know,
mm-hmm.
put all this weight on you. So I come against, because it's false bearing, I come against that, the weight to be uplifting off of you, that
mm-hmm.
God will make the process smooth and give you peace as you go into something new, that, you know, he give you peace of mind, peace in your home, peace with your children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bring peace, restore it Everything that the enemy is trying to do to cause strife, the confusion, we come against because you're not a God of confusion. Father God, give her the power of and a sound mind. We declare it. Oh, Father God, even speak to her if she needs to take a day or two off work so she can rest, Father, so she can recoup in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, speak to her about it. And, Father God, let everything as she's going into this new home, let it go. The word I'm trying to use, Father God, let this process transform very smooth. Let it be smooth. Yes. Let it be easy. Lift this thing that's so weight, it's trying to weigh you down. Lift it up right now. Let it be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be lifted. In Jesus' name, let the power of your glory hit her. Let the peace hit her. Let the peace hit her home, peace in her mind. Oh, Father God, that she will not be overwhelmed and went or wore down in the name of Jesus. Just keep ordering her, directing her path in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just speak the Lord is her light and her salvation. Father God, who should she fear? The Lord is the strength of her life. Amen. Who should be afraid of? In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just send your protection. Thank you for protecting her. We encamp the angel around her and her children. Encamp the angel in the home. Oh, Father God, we just apply the hedge of protection in the home. Father God, you take over. You take over. You be the pilot and she be the co-pilot. So take over the wheel in the name of Jesus. Take over it right now. So we come against any headaches. We come against any stress. And I just command peace in your body. Peace in your body. Peace in your body in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Peace in your body. We come against the stress. We come against it. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Don't be worried about your kids. I don't know what is this going on between you and your kids. Don't worry. Just give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to him.
Okay.
So yeah, I just speak peace between you and your children that it's gonna be okay. Don't even give the enemy an opportunity to even come in Jesus. Now we shut the door.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, we speak peace with our children, Father God. Bring peace upon them, Father God. And, we come against the adversary speaking in their ear. We shut it down in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We cover them, Father God. Anything that's in their ear is speaking against their mom, speaking against that household, we come against it. We take authority. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up, about the strife with the kids. They've been, because of COVID and just inability for what their dad and I couldn't really come to an agreement on several things related to COVID. And so, they've been with me full time for the last, I don't know, almost 2 months now. And it's been, there has been a lot of, I feel like, increased strife and, the kids seem to be, it has been a challenge. It has been, definitely a need for peace. Thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for that.
And I'm speaking that he'll give you wisdom. How sometimes we got to approach the situation different.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask God to give you wisdom on that. That don't mean something up to them and by now, God gonna show you how to approach the situation to keep the peace. So, Lord, I just ask you to give her wisdom. And, you know, just, you know, when you go in your secret time, don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated. Just ask God how do he want you to handle it, and ask him, what do you need to see? Ask him, what do you need? And how to handle it the right way. And he's going to show you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
You know, don't be never be afraid and say, God, I need help. I need help with my children. I need help. And, you know, ask them, you know, touch their heart. Touch their heart. And that they align up with the will and walk in obedience, that they walk in obedience with Christ. And to touch their heart. Do a thing with their heart. So don't never be afraid to ask God, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. You know, show me. Give me wisdom. Give me word of knowledge. Ask him for that.
I will. Yes.
And tell the enemy he got to get up out your household and he got to let your children go. They don't belong to him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So don't give up. Just, you know, keep them. Give them to God, and God going to show you what you need to do.
Amen. Thank you.
So if he tell you take off for a day or two to rest your mind, to rest your body, do it. Listen to his voice and follow his voice. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will. Thank you. I would ask for prayer for my work. You know, I think with you know, trying to balance home and work, I'm working from home because my kids are doing remote learning, and so it's just it's been really interesting. So, you know, just that, you know, I have be able to think clearly and, you know, the Lord would help. You know, I really do need the Lord's help in terms of being organized and, you know, just work. My job is a blessing. I'm so thankful to have it. But I, you know, it has, you know, I think that just trying to balance everything has been a little challenging. And also I wanted to ask for prayer for my son Seth. He's in the fifth grade, and just prayer for his understanding and of math. He's really struggling in math right now, and just focus. You know, he has an ADHD diagnosis, and so just prayer for him as well.
Okay. And, you know, this one, because before you even said this, I keep hearing a lot of things that's going on with the household, the enemy trying to bring down household with all this stuff going on in the world, you know, with all the COVID and the masks and kids at school, you know, at home. It's a lot. And people looking at, oh, they not used to this. But, you know, you got to look at it on the good side. You got to look at it through the eyes of God. God is drawing a lot of family closer than what we think. He allowing things to happen, but he's allowing it to happen for us to draw closer to him, to seek him, to cry out to him, to more co-depend on him, to be sold out to him. But it's everything, you know, when you be in the house and you not used to doing things like we used to doing things, it can kind of get kind of, you know, hectic. I just think that this thing that's going on, I think everybody need to get a vacation and start spending time. You know, we have spending time with the family for a year. It's time to get out and join the sun. It's time to get out and not walk in fear, to do the vacation without have to worry about if this and this and this and this. God is going to protect us. And some, that's probably what a lot of family need, to get out and have a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
To spend time with the family. you doing something that you ain't used to doing, working from home, kids from home. So now we in home and at the house, we trying to work, trying to help them. Mama this, mama. You trying to work on the computer with your work. It can get kind of, it can be a heavy load.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, Psalms 91, we have given you angels charge over you. Only if he can open your eyes and you can see what's around you. You got to command them angels to come in and help too, the Holy Spirit to help. And for it's your son, let it be done in his life. Let it be done in your home as it is in heaven. If it ain't no ADHD in heaven, you know, it would not be with your son. Your son have a unique gift. And command those angels when he think it's hard for him to do the math, command the angel to whisper the answer in his ear, to where he can understand it. Even society, the school, it's not like how many people, the school is so messed up, the school system so messed up. Back then they had teachers that really, really cared, and they would spend time on those children that they say had a learning ability. They would spend more time with them. They're not doing it now. That everything is a speed, everything fast, quick. But we ask God to slow it down to where he will understand it. Ask God to, there's a way that he will understand it. To put a calmness over him, to breathe peace over him. I ask God to touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that we say, is that what God's saying? We don't believe what you're saying about my son. What are you saying? Show me how to handle this. Show me the wisdom to where he can get it. Because he can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask and think, according to the power that's in you. So we're going to stand on the word and we're going to believe the word. Your will is already done for this young man. This young man will rise up in math. This young man will complete math. This young man will understand math. So, Father God, let it be plain. Let him see it plain. Let it be written plain. Let him understand it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we speak it now over him. Father God, let it be done with him as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, we ask that you touch his eyes, touch his ear. Father God, let the angel encamp around him. Let the angel whisper the answer in his ear. We come against anything that's trying to frustrate him. Oh, Father God, and Mama Chief, encourage him. He can do it. You know, put the encouragement word in him. So Father God, teach her, show her how to handle it. That it won't weigh her down, but she will take control over the situation. Father God, we pray over her job. Let the work be lightened up. Father God, let her workload be lightened in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know, even when she gets stuck, we call her to come unstuck, that she would not be stagnated. Yes. In the name of Jesus, everything that's trying to come against her, everything that's coming against her at that job, we cancel it. We come against her. We take authority that no weapon formed against her at that workplace, no weapon formed against her in her home, no weapon formed against her family is not going to prosper. Oh, Father God, we speak that she will prosper. Her soul will prosper. She will prosper in her health. She will prosper in her home. She's going to prosper even at her workplace. We declare and decree it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, give the angel charge over her household. Give the angel charge over her family, over her son. In the name of Jesus, pour your love, Father God. Pour your love upon this family. Oh, Father God, we just ask that you just put the shield of protection, because you are her strong tower.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Psalms 23 over her life. We speak Psalms 91 over her life. We speak the spirit of faith, that she will walk by faith and not by sight. Things that she see will not take her down, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Stay strong and stay on the word. Even, you know what I would do when I was at work? I would take Bible verse and I would tape it around my computer and tape it to my desk. So when things mm-hmm. start overwhelming you, you can look at those words and start speaking mm-hmm. those
yeah.
words.
Yeah. Amen. That's a good idea.
That's what I did. I didn't, mm-hmm. you think they didn't say nothing to me. I had them words all around my, when we had two monitors, we had two computer monitors. I had words all around them computer monitors, all on my desk. If I look down on my keyboard, there was Psalms 91, Psalms 23. So when the adversary, when the enemy try to come after you, you look at that word. Try it. Just try it.
Yeah.
Go mm-hmm. print them out and try for next week and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a deep breath and read the word and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. You ask, and Father God, give her words, give her a Bible verse that she needs to take to that computer.
Thank you, Lord.
We got to put the word in our home. We got to put it up in our home. When it's in our home, it's going to be in our heart. So, Father God, I thank you for the 360 turnaround. Turn it around. Turn it around.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn it around in the name of Jesus. It's not going to always be like that. It's not going to always be like that. Got to turn around. So begin to turn things around. All things going to work together for the good. We speak it over her right now in the name of
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So you speak excellent over your son. He's sure he's going to see your work. I speak excellent over him. He
yes,
shall exceed in that. Start speaking it over him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name. I will. He's very smart. He's got a, you said he's a unique gift. He is very unique. very unique kid. Yes, so I will do that. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Father God, for doing it. We thank you for doing it. Amen. So keep encouraging him. Keep, you know, speaking that he's brave and, you know, he's excellent. He will do excellent. He will see in math. Speak it over. Keep speaking the word. And then until you see it manifest, keep speaking the word.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage yourself. Encourage your kids. Speak it. Speak the word. So I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
He shall exceed in math. He's going to exceed in class. He's going to exceed. You don't have nothing to worry about. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister LaShawn. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you for calling in, and we thank you, and you have a blessed weekend. And always give us a call back on PGN.
Okay, I definitely will. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Amen. God is good. We thank God. Well, that's all the callers we had. Well, they had their hands up. We still have callers on the line, but no one have their hands up. Well, it looked like we could end the show early. Well, it's 12 o'clock. So I thank y'all for coming on. I thank y'all for joining us tonight. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for those who called in and they, you know, they might not put their hands up, but they was listening, or they probably was just on the phone. They interceding as well as I'm praying. So I thank God for you. I thank, you know, ask God to bless you. God know what you need. You know, some people listen. They can get what they need just by listening. So we thank you for joining us on this Friday night. You could have been doing something else, but you chose to listen to PGN. So, you know, PGN be on 7 days a week. Sister Ruth, I believe she will be on tomorrow. And sometime Angela Joy or our brother Terrence and our sister Tanisha will be on Sunday, or if not, Angela Joy. You know, Jeannie, our sister Jeannie will be on Monday. Our sister Barbara on Tuesday. And then brother Terrence and sister Tanisha is on Wednesday. Sometime we have our brother Mike and Jeff from Colorado come in sometime. But Randy is on Monday through Thursday from 9 to whatever time the Holy Spirit release them. So we thank y'all for, you know, supporting PGN. We thank God for PGN. We thank God for those, the hosts, the ones come on and host and praying. You know, keep us in y'all prayer. Pray for us, you know. Pray, you know, for our health. Pray for our children. Keep us in your prayer. You know, it when we doing the work of God, you know, it's a lot. It's not easy. So keep Randy and all the hosts in your prayers. We are praying for you as we pray for you, and we stand in agreement on your, you know, on your behalf. So keep us in your prayers as always. Well, before I leave off the line, before I hang up, I'm going to play a song. You know, play a song, and then we will be off the line. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plans that he have for you. He know your plans. He know your thoughts. And the thoughts and plans that God have for you is good, and it's not an evil. So you can have it and speak the end. So we thank him for that. Remember, God love you, and so do I. And remember the word. God saying, come, come. Come and sit down with him. Come and drink with him. Come and sit at the table with him. Let him be the head of the table, you know, and he's going to prepare a good meal for you and your family. So I pray that that word was a blessing to your spirit, not only your spirit, but your soul, and always trust him. We need to trust him and seek him in this season. So I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to call it a night, and we thank God. So Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for this night. I thank you, Father God, for PGN. I thank you for Randy and his beautiful wife. Father God, I thank you for, you know, filling us up, Father God. I thank you for your glory. I thank you, Father God, for speaking. I thank you for breathing on us. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for taking care of those that doesn't have anything. Father God, taking care of the homeless. Father God, you know, using us to go out and feed your sheep. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the protection over our loved one, protecting the young generation. Father God, I thank you for showing up at the right time and the right place when someone trying to commit suicide. Father God, I thank you for their life. I thank you, Father God, oh, for Counselor Eric Carres. I thank you, Father God, when the enemy were trying to cause things to go on in our life, you stood up and you blocked it because you always on standby. The Holy Spirit, let us know that the Holy Spirit, according to John 16, is always on standby. It's on standby, guarding our home, guarding our family. So, Father God, thank you for being on standby. Thank you for being on standby as we rest and sleep. You on standby. Even when the enemy is trying to come and choke us out, you on standby. You are war for us. You are fighting for us. We thank you, Father God, for the conference of comfort, which is the Holy Spirit, our helper, our provider, our way maker. We thank you, Father God, We thank you for the provision. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you, Father God, for knowledge, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Have a blessed weekend, a blessed night. Thank you, and we know, like I said, God love you, and we will see you again.
Live in me, Jesus. Have your way in me. Live in me, Jesus. This generation may ever see. So live in me, Jesus, please, Lord, then have your way in me.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.